The most recent UNAIDS annual report finds that since the global AIDS crisis peaked in 1999, new HIV infections have fallen 19%, and growing access to anti-AIDS treatment has surged by nearly 20% since 2004. But still, over 10 million HIV-positive people are waiting to be treated with antiviral drugs. The progress report on the AIDS crisis comes at a time when international funding for AIDS care fell slightly. Dr. Aaron Ben-David of the Stanford University Medical School noted expanded treatment was possible because of the falling cost of AIDS drugs and wider use of generic medications. UNAIDS is calling for poor developing nations who have faced the brunt of the AIDS epidemic to take on more of the funding burden for AIDS care, since over 90% of the funding currently comes from international donors like the United States and Europe. The Global AIDS Report showcased the rapid fall in HIV infection rates in four hard-hit African countries: Ethiopia, South Africa, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. But in the countries of the former Soviet Union, HIV infection soared to 1.4 million new cases over the last decade, mostly in Russia and the Ukraine. In recent months, a widespread anti-immigrant backlash has shaken center-left and center-right coalition governments in Germany, France, the Netherlands, and Sweden. The new liberal-led coalition in the Netherlands must now rely on the political support of Geert Wilders, Europe's leading anti-Islamic basher. In Denmark, a liberal coalition now has an alliance with the anti-immigrant Danish People's Party. In the European Parliament, liberal party forces have tried unsuccessfully to promote an anti-extremist pact with both center-left and center-right parties. Former Danish Prime Minister Poul Rasmussen, a leader of the Party of European Socialists, told The Guardian newspaper, "I don't see a solution. The conservatives are saying if you can't beat them, join them." Left-leaning parties have recently lost clout to far-right anti-immigrant parties in Sweden, the Netherlands, and Austria. In France, there are growing calls for center-right President Nicolas Sarkozy to merge his coalition bloc with the far-right National Front run by Jean-Marie Le Pen. In Italy, where President Silvio Berlusconi rules in coalition with the far-right Northern League, the Interior Minister has ordered the expulsion of European Union citizens who cannot support themselves, a move aimed at removing the Roma, or Gypsy, minority. Mother Jones magazine reports right-wing Tea Party activists are now looking to halt smart growth initiatives in communities across suburban America, including plans to boost public transit to ease congested highways. Tea Party activists are using their clout in Republican circles to spread a conspiratorial view of the United Nations in local planning and zoning disputes. Their impact has been felt in decisions ranging from a septic tank inspection law in Florida to a plan to reduce traffic along Route 1 in coastal Maine. The focus of Tea Party fury is Agenda 21, the non-binding policy paper adopted by the 1991 Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. The document sets broad outlines for sustainable development but has no enforcement power. For the Tea Party faithful, Agenda 21 is the genesis of all smart growth initiatives in suburban America and a direct attack on private property rights. Virginia Tea Party activist Donna Holt says Agenda 21 is a threat to the U.S. Constitution and the core values of suburban America, like the right to live in a single-family home. Holt is following the teachings of Henry Lamb, the founder of Sovereignty International, who for decades has theorized the U.N. covertly wants to herd millions of people into overcrowded cities and wall off the rest of the land into wildlife conservation areas. Thus far, Tea Party activists have succeeded in killing major initiatives to boost public transit and smart growth land use plans in some local communities across the United States. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Chris Ferriero.
Thank you.